is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for Rastafari. It's my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sand Games, Pindatow, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
I keep it far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My dip on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me, can't write off with me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me the bad guy, whatever they long give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, and I'm a going out, and when my forward in.
You've got it locked and loaded to the Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads, the Hump Day edition. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, you know, I have a very special guest in studio with me today. We will be getting into a great conversation on the flip side of the break with, you know, my special guest today, Mr. Serfant Rowland. I said it correctly, right? Serfant, correct?
Serfant.
I always mess up your name, you know.
That's all right.
But everybody's always mess up your ego, too. So be in the same boat. But we're going to be having a great conversation with Secretary General of the FNM, Mr. Serfant Rowland. All right, and we're going to talk about a lot of things. One thing I like about Mr. Rowland, very candid, ain't afraid to answer no questions. So we have a good call. Open, if you want to chime in, here's how.
Here's how you can become a talking head, brought to you by BTC.
Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Phone lines open in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4259, 325-4316. Toll free in any one of the Family Islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. So we'll take the quick break, flip side of the break. We'll be back. We'll get into the buzz. All brought to you, of course, by John Shoes, our special guest, Secretary General of the Free National Movement, Mr. Serfant Rowe. Coming up on the flip side of the break as the Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Never leave by each other. Keep a far from vampires. Never go.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters, no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles, with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and house comedian Naughty. Don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th through the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
It's time for the buzz. What are you buzzing on? Brought to you by John's Shoes.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chimney. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming. Keep a fire right on. I keep a far from Satan. I let a walk with me, talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. And my purpose in me can't write up for me. Be a shield to me, reveal to me. The bad God, whatever deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I let, I let. And I'm a going out and with my forward in. Never leave my Jaja. Keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads. My special guest today, like I told you going into the break, you know, glad to have him here. The Secretary General of the Free National Movement, Mr. Safarant Roy. How are you? Welcome to the show. Good to see you as always.
Good to see you as well, Naughty. Glad to be here.
Last time you was here, you was with Purdy. Now you got me today, so
yes,
it's all good.
Yes,
but we got a lot to talk about, and obviously, we got to jump right into it. We can't come with the formalities. We're in the midst of silly season, my brother. I've told people we are in it. It ain't starting. It's already here. It's already rolling out. So, first and foremost, first question of the day. Let's get this clear, because still a lot of people in the streets question, what about the unity within the FNM? What about, are they unified? Well, I look at it from what I've seen transpire. I see Mr. Pintard circling the wagons, lining up his team, and preparing for an election. I see a lot of support within the FNM as to what's, as far as constituency and branch elections and so on and so forth. It seems like the machinery of the FNM has bought into Pintard as a leader and supports Pintard. Now, obviously, there's a few mindless minions who supported the last administration, and they figure, you know, muddy in the waters and throw in dirt and incessantly sending voice notes. That ship has already sailed. You could close the barn door now. The cow done gone. So I think more people are interested now to know where the FNM is at. And I'm talking people who were on the sidelines, who didn't come out and vote the last election, who now got what I call election fever. They're getting up, they're boisterous, they're making noise. And I'm like, what happened? But I care again. Oh, so you care again. Now, they would like to know, where are we at? Because there's a lot of minutiae out there as far as politics go. The administration of the day, the FNM is the opposition, the COI, other bands of alphabetical individuals that want to get together and form a party. So where are we at within the FNM? Are we good? Is the FNM ready to go, Mr. Roy?
The FNM is ready to go. Good afternoon again, Naughty, and good afternoon to all of your listeners. Happy to be here at Guardian Radio. The FNM is ready to go. And let me tell you why I can see that the FNM is ready to go. We have increased the engagement in our party. You talked about those persons. You talked about some issues that about the voice notes and what. Had an incredible time with regard to issues, with regard to leadership, and persons interested in leadership and persons supporting others. We've moved on from that now. We've solidified.
Not that the FNM isn't the only party with infighting and undermining and you know, mm-hmm. plots going on. It is rife in the administration of the day. Let's not forget that. Mm-hmm.
And so we've moved on from that. We've solved those concerns and those issues, and we are a team.
So you put that one to bed, like the old people would say. That one, put to bed.
To bed.
Sleeping.
Yes, indeed. and what why I say that is because as Secretary General, I have grand oversight of the associations and the different movements inside the association and membership generally. I have seen people who haven't been actively involved for quite some time suddenly just come back. They're offering all of their expertise, their ideas, their experience to ensure that the Free National Movement is the next government of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And this is not because they didn't support any person for leadership or any of us in party leadership. This is because they just want to work. And so they let all of what we had to do fall to the side. We've handled and we've solidified the way forward. And so they have now come. We see people coming with all types of great ideas of how we could make this Bahamas better. FNMs who we haven't seen in such a long time, who've been taking note, who've been looking at what the government is doing and not doing. They have been calling, they have been sending emails, they've been showing up to our meetings, and they've been lending their voice to how the Free National Movement could take this country to the next level. And so I am delighted to know that that is happening. We've seen people come in, apply for party membership, renew their membership. There's an excitement. And it's not just concentrated to New Providence. What I've seen and observed in Grand Bahama and throughout the Family Islands is exceptional. And so I'm on the Family Islands who've been coming back home, bringing their applications back in for renewal and party engagement. Listen, we're going to get those cards to you. We're signing them as fast as we can. We're doing those things that we need to do. We see you. We appreciate you. And what is most important is your engagement with your party, the Free National Movement. Beyond that, Naughty, people who aren't traditional FNMs, guess what? They're engaging. They're talking to us. They're letting us know not just what the problems are, but what ideas they have as to why and how we can make this country better. And so I'm happy that that's happening. I'm seeing a great increase in that regard.
Well, I'm glad you set that straight. Because like I say, everywhere I go, barbershop, food, so Naughty, what's the take, man? What's going on? Are they serious? I like what Pintard's saying, but are they together? So that's good to know. And I obviously... You know, today, we'll get back into this, but obviously today it ties into the point that you said and that we talked about earlier a little bit. People are becoming more gravitized to antics. They're getting back into it. They want to put their finger on the pulse. They want to be a part of the process. They want to say that their vote actually means something. And I think that, you know, people are on that cusp and got their finger on the pulse. When you see from the House, I don't know if it was yesterday or today, but a clip with the chairman of the PLP, Mr. Fred Mitchell, trying to challenge Mr. Pintard, the leader of the FNM, that was quite an exchange. It was quite an exchange, but it strikes to the fact that Bahamians like stuff like that. We like WWE-type foolishness. So now to see, when these videos are passed by, I'm noticing the traction that Mr. Pintard is getting. Where a year ago, you had people fighting it, but now I think people have embraced the obvious that he does have traction. He is resonating to multiple sectors of our, what I call, spectrum, from the young to the old and everywhere in between. So it's resonating. Mm-hmm. So, and you see that by when you see people jumping on and saying, yeah, but Pintard was going on bad in this one. Yeah, mm-hmm. They like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. You know, Naughty, they've, over the past, from since 2021, Bahamians have spoken to us unreservedly in their comments. They've said what we need to do, what we're not doing. One thing that we have not done is shut off what they're saying. We are listening to them. Mr. Pintard is our leader. Mr. Pintard leads a great team, and he listens to what the Bahamian people have to say, and he's responding in kind to the needs that Bahamians have. One thing that they want is somebody who's going to fight for them, somebody who's going to stand up for them, and someone who ain't going to be so sensitive when incidents like today happen in the House of Assembly. You know, one thing, we don't have a scary leader. We have a leader who's willing to fight for them. On message. See, sometimes people want to fight you to take you off message.
Off message, because they don't want the information
forward. But if you listen to my leader today, he stayed on message. He quickly got on message. And so we have to stay focused. And that's what he's doing for the Bahamian people. His contribution went swiftly into the Bahamian people. But he acknowledged what took place in the House and acknowledged how we deal with issues and our temper. Hey,
I just love the comeback.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mr. Mitchell was quoted as saying, Mr. Pintard, you are, quote, unquote, an object of fun. To which Mr. Pintard replied, I'm not into that kind of fun. No, I'm not into your kind of fun. I mean, as a comedian, you can't write it no funnier than that. Well, that's a great comeback.
Well, you know, I believe Mr. Pintard spoke facts. And that's what he does.
But if that's, you know, at the end of the day, though, you know, I do see a lot of, let's get you off course. Mm-hmm. Let's get you away from talking about the issues, about the things that really affect Bahamians. Mm-hmm. And one thing I must say, from Bermuda Gate to the hedging, to BPL, to housing, to the cost of living, to crime, Mr. Pintard has made viable contributions.
Mm-hmm.
And not only has he made contributions, he's offered solutions to rectify the situation.
But Naughty, you stop there. I know there's plenty more. You name a couple of them. I mean, be talking about the moorings.
But that's why you here for.
$183 million
worth of that's recently. I'm trying to remember, you know, all the food. I can't let all of it gone by in the past.
I got to get those old calendars I got, because we were taking notes. It's plenty notes.
Plenty notes. Plenty $183 million no-bid contract, and that's been paused. Are we gotten anything back from the OPM saying that it is going to stay on pause, it's going to go back out for bidding, or is it just going to pick up a couple months from now?
I don't know if that's one of those things that they said they weren't going to talk about anymore. Mm. I'm not sure. Or was that the moorings? I'm not sure.
That's the moorings.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
But they don't talk about much, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. And that is the problem. You know, some people say we talk a lot in the Free National Movement. But if you look at what the Free National Movement does, especially in our releases, for the past, I would say, at least 6 months, everything that we do when we speak about what the government's not doing, our leader and our leadership team has given some sort of response as to what we would do, some sort of guideline that we would want to place, some sort of result, resolution to different issues. Just even recently, I saw in the press release that we made with regard to e-commerce and banking that affects so many of us, not just in the Family Islands, but still in New Providence. And our leader in the press statement was able to give, I think, about 4 or 5 points that the government should do to mobilize things for Bahamians. That's what we have to do. We have to engage people with ideas of what we're going to do. And that's what this government is not doing. And that's what the Free National Movement government will do.
Now, there's a couple of things and a couple of texts coming through. And I'm going to ask this because it's very important to me as well. We've seen the lack of information put forth by this administration, this current administration, lack of a Freedom of Information Act, lack of a proper procurement act, lack of regular press releases. And I must say, to his credit, that Nitre Raman from the OPM, Director of Communications, does try to provide information. But why send that young man out to give what I call a see what had happened kind of statement? It is always like a misspoken. You have to cover up or adjust what was said. Mm-hmm. You have the chairman saying one thing. You have the prime minister saying one thing. And then here comes the director of communications clarifying what they both meant. So there's a lot of miscommunication. There's a lot of confusion. And there's a lack of quality information coming out on a regular basis. So how committed, if they become the next government of this country, are the FNM to the Freedom of Information Act and to a proper procurement act and to a proper vetting process, as well as having potential candidates declare?
Well,
I know that's a lot of questions, but I know they're coming off the tax line, so I'm trying to get you two or three at once.
Well, first of all, we do have procurement regulation. they just won't follow it.
Correct.
And our leader has said this in and outside of the House of Assembly.
They ain't checking for
He's
it.
He's pointed out different contracts and other concerns. They have abandoned it. Actually, they haven't abandoned it. They threw it in the garbage. That's what they've done. And when you spoke about the Mr. Ramming, who's doing his job as, what is he, press secretary?
Director of Communications.
Director of Communications, doing his job. And the mixed messages, they say one thing, come back, have to pull it out like we see with the moorings, like paving and
183 contract.
You know what that is? That is what you call disunity. That is when you don't speak to each other. That is when there's division in your camp. Your messaging is way off track when you are doing that. It's obvious that people in control of this country, this current government, are not talking to each other. They are doing things. How could you sign these things? Multi-million dollar interest. And people in the office of the prime minister say they don't know. That is what you call disunity. That is what you call division. That is what you call chaos. And what's even worse, Naughty, it's on the Bahamian people's dime. The taxpayers' money. Chaos. That's what's happening. And so when we speak about division and disunity, as people have spoken about our party, which is totally untrue, the proof is in the pudding when it comes to them, this government. And the people are suffering as a result of this government not communicating effectively with one another. That's also what happens when you don't have a proper plan. You know, we talk about this blueprint for change, and our deputy leader often says it's a blueprint for pain. When you have a blueprint and you don't follow it, then it is pain. It's painful. And so then you have a rudderless, reckless government. And I think that's what we're seeing, Naughty. And it's affecting people up and down the line in this country. The rich and the poor are being affected by it.
Yeah, I think that there is no more middle class, to tell you the truth.
Middle what?
Middle who? Middle bill. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Naughty.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Papa. Yeah, good afternoon, Mr. That's Mr. Roll.
Yeah, what's happening, Papa?
Everything cool. Naughty, your boy, son. Fiery, like you're another boy, Bradley Roberts. He sounds fiery just like him.
No. Stop. Wait a second, Papa. Mm-hmm. I have to go on record and say this. Mm-hmm. Mr. Roll has always spoken. Mr. Roll is not muzzled. Now, Mr. Obie Roberts Jr. has been muzzled by the PLP, practically emasculated, put in the corner, know your role, and shut your mouth. So don't. So please don't come to me and tell me Obie Roberts Jr. is fiery.
That's your boy, right?
That's my boy, but that's why I'm telling him he's not fiery, and I'm not going to allow you to say he's fired up. He's become a shell of what he used to be. Okay, I don't know why that Mr. Mitchell, you know, browbeat him or do whatever and make him fall up in the corner, but I cannot allow you to compare these two. One is a thoroughbred and one is a plug nickel. We can't race them on the same track. They don't compare. And second of all, Papa, listen, stop. One second, Papa. When you sending all these great gospel videos, do more than Yolanda Adams, bro. You got other people fans that just don't, you know. Send some more. Though. Send some Donnie McLaughlin and some other ones too, man.
You're right. You know Ricky Ewing too?
No, but you send him and I listen too. I don't mind.
Huh?
I don't mind. Okay, but anyway, you have a question for Mr. Roll. Go ahead.
Yes, Mr. Roll. Could you generalize familiar with Dwight Sawyer and others who was there, right? And they fine gentlemen. So I think You sound like you head in the right direction. You come to full day space, and you sound, like a different generation, young and fiery. Also, with this government, right? With the PLP government, my government went in. Oh boy, I go on naughty knocker right out my head. But I go on to ask you, what about Kwesi Thompson? I like him. I think he's doing a good job in opposition. And it's so sad when these people, they be so good in opposition. I mean, and I know you got to follow what the party say when you become in the cabinet and all that, but crazy. People are just talking about he's that one cousin, the next one cousin. But he's doing a good job, Mr. Secretary General. So I just was bringing to your attention that I think he's doing a good job. And I don't know if you all have plans on, nominating him. I think the five seats in Freeport, I think they gone from the PLP, the two what they get. You know, and I don't know if the gentleman, Mr. Lewis, is going to win anything, but even those two in Abaco, I think they're gone too. I don't think, I hear when I listen to the news, it sounds like some things happening in Freeport, but when you listen to the people say they ain't feeling it. So I believe like it's going to be a change, and I think we need to have a change. A lot of people in the country, they in the election, they come to do what they have to do. It's so sad to know that we have to wait for 5 years. When we put these people inside there, they be doing what they want to, and they don't listen to us. Now they asking us to give them 5 more years. Mm. But you be encouraged, though.
I am encouraged.
All right, thanks, Bob. Good stuff, man. We'll let Mr. Roll answer. Go ahead. We got another call. We'll get to in a second.
I am very encouraged by that. Papa is almost at iconic status in this country, and I'm happy to hear from him. He mentioned Dwight Sawyer, our treasurer, an exceptional treasurer, and I'm grateful to serve with him. He also mentioned Kwesi Thompson, the Member of Parliament for East Grand Bahama. Let me tell you something. Kwesi Thompson is an exceptional Member of Parliament. He has served in the halls of Parliament and continues to serve his people honorably and well. He has excited the base in East Grand Bahama and in Grand Bahama generally through his great service. And so I fully support him. I am thankful that he is there. As Secretary General, he makes my job a lot more easier when we talk about what's happening in Grand Bahama and indeed throughout the Bahamas. Those people in Grand Bahama are fired up. I fully expect that Grand Bahama is going to send, however it's divided, whatever it is, we're going to get Grand Bahama. They just had an exceptional meeting in Central Grand Bahama on Monday. And we just had a zone meeting a few weeks ago, speaking to the people, just random people as I travel through Grand Bahama. They are ready for a Free National Movement government. And we're ready to continue to serve them like they ought to be served, like they ought to be represented. And so, Grand Bahama, we love you, we appreciate you, and we're going to do all that we can to make sure that we bring home all five.
All right, let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, what's happening?
What's happening?
Mr. Rule, how are you?
I'm well, thank you.
You know, it's just ironic y'all talking about Grand Bahama, East Grand Bahama, when a constituent from East Grand Bahama is on the phone.
That is irony.
Say that again?
I said that is ironic. That's quite the bit of irony
there. Kwesi Thompson is one of those exceptional MP who is making and who will make a huge difference in the next administration.
Mm-hmm.
So, mm-hmm. You know, don't worry about East Grand Bahama. We always deliver, and we will deliver again. With the extension of Grand Bahama, we got you.
Yes, sir.
We bring a 5 home this time.
Yes, sir.
But, Naughty, you be on the radio every day. And I don't know if you notice how quiet the airwaves are. With the exception of Anton. How many?
Don't hear none, including Anton. Anton know he got to come with his Bill Clinton grade A BS when he come here.
So he can't come
with that bad, watery, weak BS. He got to come correct.
This right here is a clear message that the people are fed up, the people are tired, and the people are ready to get rid of this tax-driven...
You can listen to long-term PRP supporters.
Administration.
You just had one call in. I mean, you got long-term PRP supporters leaning. They're trying to hear what the opposition has to say because they've obviously become disgruntled or disenfranchised with their current administration, who they supported and who they voted for.
So, Mr. Rowe, just be encouraged. Continue doing what y'all doing. Like I said, we can give you 5 and Grand Bahama.
Yes, sir. And you'll be encouraged as well.
Just be encouraged. Keep doing what y'all doing. I'll hang up and continue to listen.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Good call. Let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Good afternoon. I'm calling from Stephen Tennick.
Okay.
I'm an FNM from at least before I voted in 1992 behind my late mother, Rita Knowles. And I'm happy with my leader. He's doing a great job for the party. And I'm happy for my Secretary General on the talk show this evening. He is doing a great job. But my thing is, for some association, we need is not really together. Because furthermore, when I was growing behind my mother before I voted in 1992, we used to have fundraising and meetings and everything. But the people on the board, for example, association, we need some changes.
So, Claude, are you telling me that the board in Exuma is not supportive? If you find that they're not supportive, here's what I think they got on our board, and then go from there, because that's what it sounded like to me. Bad mind, Minnesites.
Well, Naughty, hi, Frederica. I hope you're well.
Yes,
Frederica is what you call a diehard FNM.
I can hear that.
She comes from diehard stock, and we love and appreciate her. Her late mother was one of those persons who had the highest award that you could achieve in the Free National Movement. So she comes from some good stock. We are associations, you know, it's a democratic process. We are working together. You have some dynamic persons, and you won't always have people who share the same views as to how things should happen. But I can tell you one thing. Last week at the Family Island Regatta, Frederica, along with all those people in the association, were up and down Exuma, introducing and reintroducing our leader and our team to persons at the Family Island Regatta in Exuma. Let me tell you something. That national regatta was one of the best events that we've had to attend by members of the Free National Movement. Just people from the association, Exumians and Bahamians generally, who flocked to our leader to be able to tell him how they want to support him, how they do support him, and what he needs to do to get others to support him. We came out of that regatta. It was almost like a revival of sorts. And so we thank the Exuma Association, who were together, who rallied behind the party's leadership in Exuma. And we thank the organizers of that regatta. And Frederica, we thank you, we love, and we appreciate you indeed.
I still mean what I say about them, you know, Minnesites. let's get to the text lines real quick. I got a couple for you. Good afternoon, Naughty, and to your guest. I am calling from East Grand Bahama with MP Crazy Thompson. We are fired up and ready to go. Grand Bahama is ready to go. Naughty, thank you for that phrase, mindless minions. I burst out laughing, bro. Keep coming. Real, no brown nosing commentary. I appreciate it. Mindless is one of my favorite words. And the previous administration obviously was mindless. And this current administration definitely needs an opportunity to see what they're good for. Boy, Naughty, I couldn't wait for your show. Okay, Mr. Roy, where are we going with the FNM this lap? Are you going to care for the people this time? Previously, you said it's the people's time. What are you saying now, and what is the future plans for us all?
Naughty, and that's good. And that's a particularly valid question to ask. What are we saying to the people now? The first thing we're saying is we want to talk to you. We want to continue to speak to you. And so that's why I just mentioned the Family Island Regatta. We didn't just go there to have a good time. It's to engage with people, to find out what they want, what they don't want.
And y'all took the whole crew down there to Regatta, boy.
And the Bahamian people
are worth it. I even saw Papa down there.
Oh, yes, yes. Yes. And so it's engaging with people. We talk about it's the people's time, these slogans and whatnot. The PLP had It's a New Day and whatnot. People, the slogans are good for a campaign, but the proof is in the pudding.
The slogans always turn back because that It's a New Day. You know, I turned that into It's the Same-ish, Different New Day. Yeah. That's all.
And so the point of it, though, is we have to engage and to continue to engage with the people. And that's why I spoke of is very
and
important.
I think that's important that you have your leader and the whole team engaged from leadership right mm-hmm. down, because the previous FNM incarnation and leadership team was not very accessible to folks, and especially with the media.
Now, Naughty, I'm going to disagree with you on that. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
You're looking at somebody, and you're speaking to somebody who was a part of that team. And I can tell you from being a part of that team, we may not have been perfect. And the things that we did do may not have always come across.
Well, it's obvious you wasn't perfect because you all got monkey stomped at the polls.
Yeah, well,
since we're keeping it 100. I know that you were part of that team. But obviously the message didn't get up to the leader that he would stop and take a little common man's touch and be able to stop for a second. It may not be your fault. You may have beat up your gums till the cows came home, but you was part of that team.
Yeah,
they didn't listen.
Yeah, that is something that...
Is leadership going to listen a little more this time than they did last night?
Leadership has to. Every single leadership, as we go forward from this year and to the next, has to do much more than the previous did. And that's a fact. In any organization, you have to work twice as hard. And there's various different reasons for that. People's expectations have increased. Technology demands that we do a lot, we're more efficient. And so we will see those things. And so it sucks. I think that we will continue to discuss that and to study that, and people will have their strong opinions. And as time goes by, there will be more information that comes out. But more importantly for me, Naughty, okay, is in analyzing the past, we have to see how that betters the future. That's what we have to do. And so I don't like to get stuck on pause with regard to pre-2021 and whatnot. Yes, we have to analyze that, but we have to focus on the future. And today, the PLP has this country in turmoil and chaos. And some of us have become desensitized. We've normalized foolishness because so much of it happens. We've become numb to it. But if you really take a step back and look at what's happening in this country, you go in the food store, you listen to the crime report, you look at what's happening in labor and different issues. Some of us are numb to it because it happens so frequently. This is what we have to determine. We have to determine what are we going to do about the future. Are we going to sit down on our hands and accept it, or are we going to do something about it? And that is why we are forward focusing in the Free National Movement.
And I appreciate the forward focusing, but you know, there's an old saying, if you don't know your past, you won't know your future.
That is indeed true.
And I really want the future for this FNM, mm-hmm. because I think Mr. Pintar deserves it from the work that he's put in on his merits and what he put forward as leader, and not to be beaten by the stick of previous leaders or have to deal with toting the blame for baggage from previous leaders.
Totally agree. Because that's also what I talked about, analyzing the past. You have to have some of the tough conversations and make tough decisions. And if you just look at the past few months in the Free National Movement, Leader Pintard has shown that he is prepared to have the tough conversations and to make the tough decisions. There's some things we discuss, obviously, like any family, any organization, behind closed doors, because they serve no better purpose, no greater purpose outside.
Correct.
There's some things, when decisions are made, that we speak and we let the public and our supporters and our base know, because that's what you do in a civilized democratic country. Now, there's some people who ain't gonna never get on board. They ain't gonna never get on board. Yeah, everybody got that one cousin.
Yeah, always that one cousin.
Yeah. That's still your cousin, okay? And so, now sometimes, some cousins you just don't invite to nothing. If they can't.
But that's your cousin, because you don't invite them, then that could be a problem. Then they can start being on the side and crying and belly aching.
Exactly. But they have a decision to make. They either in or they out. You have to protect the
rest.
And
if you're in, you're in. And if you're out, you're out.
Exactly.
If you're in, support. If you're out, know your role and shut your mouth.
And we've been through this over and over again. We've decided to flip the page and start to write the new chapter. And the new chapter is victory for the day.
One thing that people want you to recognize, some of the mistakes that the FN made mm-hmm. in prior administrations, but also speak from a standpoint now moving forward with a clean slate, with new leadership.
Mm-hmm. We can't run away from our record, okay? But we can analyze it, we can discuss it, and we can look at the future and better it. And that's what we are about doing. You know, I saw a meme today, Naughty, and the meme said, it was somebody asking, where do you see yourself in 5 years? And the response was, 5 years, I'm just trying to make it to Friday. That's where we are in this country. There's people in this country, Naughty, who are living day to day, financially, emotionally, mentally. They're living day to day. And so they want more from the politicians and policymakers. They want results and solutions to what's going on in this country. And yeah, some people could wait until the government changed. Some people say, I could wait until the FNM get back in. There's some people, Naughty, today is April 30th, and rent is due.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people who ain't got no money in their pocket. They don't have nothing for their children to eat. They need to know not about when the next general election is. They need to know what the government is going to do today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why the Free National Movement continues to fight. And so, yeah, we don't need to continue to talk about what happened internally in our organization. We've already discussed that. Everybody knows. What we need to do is that woman, that young man, whoever it is, who wants to know, by Friday, I got bills to pay. I got to feed my children. they want to hear common sense from us and not foolishness.
That's what a lot of people want to hear.
Yeah.
Let's get to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, Tony, what's happening?
What's happening?
Yeah, observation. This is a suggestion. I believe that persons are who supported menace. I say something, and you have to respond to respond. I don't feel it's right, because right now we're trying to get this ship together and everybody on board. And so we don't need to antagonize or whatever. Just if they say something that you need to respond to, respond to it. Stop poking. And I see a lot of, including yourself, doing it. Stop poking and love them to see the error of their ways, and I guarantee they will fall in line.
Well, you could speak to anybody who you want to and tell them not to poke. But on my show, I can poke who I want, when I want, where I want. And I can poke this button right now and tell you bye. Now, you want to handle it that way, that's fine. But people are not going to be stopped to talk about things that hurt them. When you talk about the Menace administration, it is pain. Pain-ridden. It hurt me. It bothered me. So it would be in the best interest to compartmentalize it for what it is, remind people of the difference between the two, and move ahead. Because whether you like it or not, come election time, you got people from other political divides and other political parties that's going to bring that right back up and put it in your face. So not talking about it and not addressing it doesn't make it go away. It allows it to fester. So you got to keep it out there. Don't let it go to the back page. Remind people why we failed and we can't fail again. If I were the FNM, that's what I would say.
What I do, Naughty, is I believe that, well, I know for a fact, in all Free National Movement administrations, there has been immense good, okay? There are some things that people will say are bad. They will say that about any administration, whether it be PLP, FNM.
Correct.
Or whatever else it is. And what I try to do in my conversation is try to admit things that we've already admitted were failures as an organization, or that we would have done things differently. But what I do is I remind people of the immense good that we've achieved for the Bahamian people.
As an entity.
I can never divorce myself from what the FNM has done as I've been a member of the FNM. There's some people who may say, well, I wasn't there at the time. I'm a member of the FNM, and I'm a proud member of the Free National Movement. There's some things that, personally, in the past, I may not have agreed with, but it's my party and the government at the time, and I stand by that. I'm not going to divorce myself from that. But what I will say, as I mentioned, about people who are looking for help, relief, for somebody to advocate on their behalf, they're people who, guess what? They lived it. They lived through the past administrations, but they want to know what's going to happen now.
How is this going to be different?
Yeah, how, exactly. I saw the video with the young nurses. I talk about earlier about people who are looking at what's going to happen on Friday or tomorrow. You know what it is not to have been paid?
And there's a lot of that going on in this country.
You know what it is to go to work? To go to work. And give an honest day's work and not be paid? I think of it. Do you know what it is to have to ask your family for handouts to continue to help you? And they see you going to work and not being paid? And your employer is who? Who's your employer, Naughty?
Well, Guardian Radio.
Well, that's your answer. Yeah. But I mean, and could you imagine if your employer was the government?
Correct.
A shame, a grand shame. And we are sitting down in this country and people are watching it and yeah, they're making little comments. We should be outraged.
There's another thing that came up too that's outraged a lot of Bahamians. And it's to do with the nurses. Yeah, you want to hire foreign teams to come in, that's fine. But as long as you do that after you've placed Bahamian nurses who have been waiting for their placement. How could you neglect Bahamians and allow foreign entities to do the jobs Bahamians can do?
Mm-hmm.
I get it if we place the Bahamians in the job field and they're working and now we need more, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But if we have a whole cache of nurses ready to go that haven't been placed, why are we hiring foreign entities? Obviously, that speaks to we are being becoming second class citizens in our own country.
Yep.
Courtesy of this administration.
Yep. You know what it is? When you speak, when you look at those nurses, right? We have so many members of parliament in the House of Assembly who are paid, and they are paid on time, right? They have this, have the additional add-ons. All of those nurses live in some constituency. And this is when I spoke about earlier about a government that not does not communicate and speak to each other. You mean to tell me your constituents work for the same government that pays your salary, and you cannot get up into the House of Assembly or even outside of the House of Assembly, speak to the minister, speak to whoever's responsible to ensure that these people get their money? And I'm not just talking about the nurses. There are others who are owed money by this government or the government. And some of them are speaking quietly and some of them ain't saying much. But there's back pay owed for different persons for contracts and other things like that. Pay the people their money. When people work, you pay. If you don't do that, use a gangster. Our chairman loves to use that word when he refers to this government, gangsterism. But that's gangsterism there.
All right, let's look at this text. Naughty, kindly advise your guests that the honest day's work, in quotes, is not so accurate because I remember the nurses striking multiple times when my family members needed them the most. And if my memory serves correct, wasn't the president of the nurses union, Miss Hamilton, who later on ran for the PLP in South Beach, wasn't she in charge of the nurses when they struck and walked out of the hospital, leaving people on the...
I cannot remember exactly.
I just want to keep it 100.
Yeah. But there was a time, and I think former member of parliament for South Beach, I believe it was, Ms. Hamilton,
correct.
Was the nurses was union president.
Correct.
When there was some industrial rumbling. I don't know. I don't want to say action, but some rumbling. Listen, this is when we have to not play politics. We're talking about people's lives.
Correct.
Nurses, teachers, policemen, all these public servants and whatnot. These are essential. They are essential workers. And there comes a point in time, Naughty.
Under no administration should they take the course of action to strike because they should be taken care of and compensated. It should never be an option.
Exactly. But what are we driving people to? How many people do you think really want to go out in the hot sun and hold up a placard and say they want to get
out? I'd rather go to the bank and tow line and get my money than go stand up in the hot sun with a placard, to be honest.
Thank you very much. And you got your colleagues in the hotel behind you, probably looking out the window saying, look at what my sisters and brothers have to do out there. You know?
Correct.
You know? And we run the risk. We do this.
And this is what I call necessary staff, necessary...
Essential. You speak about that, Naughty, and if I could just talk about it, I'm glad you brought this up. I've seen some posts recently about healthcare.
All right. We got to get to the news. Let's get to the news.
The news is very important.
I'm going to pick up the healthcare on the flip side of the news.
Yes, sir. Yes,
all right. We're going to continue. We're going to go over into the 5 o'clock caller. I see you after the news, and we'll get to you. Or you can call us back right after the news, and we'll get you on. All right. Texas, I'll get to you. All right. We're going to continue our conversation. On the flip side of the break, we'll go into the 5 o'clock hour. So keep it right where you got it. Our special guest today, Secretary General of the Free National Movement, Mr. Serfent Rowe, will continue the conversation with me into the 5 o'clock hour a little bit, and then we'll get into sports with Purdy toward the bottom side of that 5 o'clock hour. So keep it right where you got it. The Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Keep a fire from Satan. More time I can't believe. Feel for greed. Flesh them a tear and them coming at me. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Feeling lucky? Here's Cuban Willie's numerology report. Brought to you by the Island Game.
Wepa, soy Joe Cuban Willie. And today is Wednesday, and it's time for my numerology report brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. And today, I have the lucky three ball for Joe. 7-3-7. Front to back on the home day. Player and win with the Island Game.
Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new Jalapeno Fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The near is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
We're still here. Since 1941, the Armory Company has been your trusted partner and one-stop solution for all your business and technology needs. From printers to copier leasing, point of sale to cloud video surveillance, and access control to ATMs, we've got it all. And we ship to all family islands. Call our dedicated customer service team now at 397-1600 or visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street. An experience excellence that stands the test of time. The Armory Company. Your success is our business.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist. Then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go. Like you're supposed to be in a video. Wanna step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more options, means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
You're listening to Talkin' Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, City of Hope, Fine Threads, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy Sound Games, Pindital, Prince Masters, Sandcastle Bahamas, and Tropical Gyros.
And keep them far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me, show me the thoughts in them heart for me.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty in your company right up until 6 p.m. And of course, like I told you, continuing the conversation with my special guest today. Glad to have him here. Very candid conversation with the Secretary General of the FNM, of the Free National Movement, Mr. Safarant Rule. And we got to get to the phone lines, so let's get to this call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, to your guest.
What's happening, GNN?
Boy, my daddy was happening to be going to cry, you know. As the fellas like yourself, GNN, and your guest, very astute and promising sounding young people. But instead of having stamped on their birth certificates, on their children's birth certificate, behaving, these young promising men see what's happening with this nation, and we go through the same insane thing all over again. They got stamped on their birth certificates, FNM and PLP. And it causes you to lose. So thanks for taking my call.
But what's the options, GNN? What's the options? Is there a viable option? Is there a legitimate option? I mean, when you look at sports, when you think basketball, you think Celtics and Lakers. Yeah, there's some other teams that came along that did some winning. But when you think of that, you think of Celtics, you think of Lakers. When you think of Junkin in this country, you think Saxon and Vladi. Everybody else is combined.
Well, you know, Naughty, when I...
When you think of politics, you think FNM, PFP, PFP, FNM, however in order you put it, that's what you think first.
Yeah. For me, and I understand where this GNN, you said, is coming from in that regard. But it's not so much when you talk about politics in the Bahamas or when you talk about great football teams like the Cowboys.
There you go, smart man.
It's not just the team. I think what's more important is what you do on the team, what you ask from your team members.
Or how you coach the team and your head coach.
Exactly. That's what's important. And so sometimes when people see FNM, PLP, Democrats, Republican, or whatever, sometimes it may just be offensive to them just because you're on that team and what all that team kind of represents in that person's minds. But take the time to at least hear somebody out. Listen to that person. That person may be on the team for a reason, and that reason may be to ensure that the team stays in the correct direction. And so my birth certificate, they ain't got no FNM and they ain't got no PLP on it. I got family who's FNM. I got family who's PLP.
Like we all do.
Yeah. So the team that I'm on now is the Free National Movement team. And I intend to do what many other young people in Biafran are doing, which is to speak to the issues, to steer this ship into the correct direction.
Let's get back to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Naughty.
Yes.
Naughty, you didn't knock it out of my head, so I remember. Now, I don't want to ask the Secretary General, Poppy. I don't want to ask him. What you think, what is the party saying, or what you saying, Secretary General, about the Prime Minister coming out the other day using the word entrapment on the indictment, what's going on with the Chief Superintendent, those big shot police officers who charge in the United States for trafficking drugs and smuggling drugs and all of that stuff. He used the word entrapment. What is the party saying about him sounding like more like a criminal attorney than the Prime Minister?
Well, let me
then you talk about the Rahman fellow there. Would you call him the chief spokesman or something in the Prime Minister's office? Latray?
Correct. He's the director of communications.
You know, Latray turned out to be a big disappointment. I hear him before bragging. I could speak Mandarin and all kind of different language, right? And he's smart. I was saying, boy, that's something in life, eh? It depends how much you will take to say what you have to say or to do something, what might even come across like you speaking foolishness or you talking wrong or talking gibberish on the airwaves. You know what he say on the TV station the other night? He said that his job is to make sure his boss pleases with what he say and do. His job ain't to please us or to talk to or tell us the truth. He don't mind sounding like a liar to us. But what is the government, what is the Free National Movement saying about the Prime Minister using the word indictment? I'll hang up and listen. Not indictment, the word entrapment.
All right, let me just interject that, Paul. But let me tell you what the common man's saying, what I think about it. I think maybe the PM entrapped us. All on the election and the campaign trail, he entrapped that he couldn't deliver on. Like crime, look at us today. Cost of living, where are we? Look at us today. BPL. Where are we? Look at us today. Jobs. Where are we today? Bahamians being displaced, not being displaced, but yet again being displaced and becoming second-class citizens in our country. I think the PM, of all people, I think is very ironic. I think he entrapped us into voting for him, knowing full well that this administration couldn't deliver on the promises and the entrapments that they were promising. But I'll let Mr. Roll answer.
You know, Naughty, what I will say is... in the Bahamas and likewise in the United States of America, we're all innocent until proven guilty. And I know that the Prime Minister used the phrase or the word entrapment, okay? As an attorney, I don't myself like to talk about matters that are ongoing before the
courts
in this type of forum. The entire situation is unfortunate. And I will go as far as to say that to use the term entrapment was unfortunate as well. That's my opinion on that one. I believe our party chairman has spoken to the statement made already. And so I won't go over that, save and except to say...
You wouldn't have used the word entrapment.
I would not use the word entrapment. Word to use and perhaps to even discuss it at all. That's my view on that. And why I say unfortunate, we have a situation here where crime, no matter what we want to say, the truth of the matter is crime is not under control in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. And when we hear from our leaders, we want to hear more from our leaders about what they're going to do about crime, and we actually want to see what they're doing about crime. And so beyond the statement that was made, how did that really change our lives? How did that make us safer? And that's the question that I ask about that issue and about crime in general. What are we hearing out of the mouths of our politicians with regard to policy, general policy even in their constituencies and in neighborhoods? What really are we seeing? What is the response? And it's quite minimal. And so what I think, and I look back to when Mr. Pintard and Mr. Cartwright sat at some symposium of sorts with the government and with the authorities charged with dealing with crime. I know there were some proposals that were put in writing by Mr. Pintard and Cartwright for the FNM proposals. And I think that they just put them in the waste bin. There was no real engagement. And here, the difficulty, Naughty, is not, we're just not just talking about crime or charges levied against the average Bahamian. We have a situation now where
Officials, government officials. Yeah.
And I think that deserves a mature serious, sober conversation about what has taken place. And not really just to defend for the sake of defending, but to deal with the issue from the ground up. You know, Naughty, my father, deceased father, God rest his soul, was a former police officer. He retired. He worked hard as a police officer. He retired and then became a taxi driver because he still had children in school. This is what we're dealing with. You have police officers who work hard. They're working hard, and they don't need nobody to look at them side eye. They need to know that the government's going to give them the tools and the resources. And so, yes, we have a new commissioner of police, but I still think we need to go more. There has to be a crime prevention plan that we should know out our head. They rolled out something last year or the year before, but I can't even remember what it's called. You talk to the average person, who know about it? How have we seen the effects? How has it been implemented? We don't see nothing. We need something really dynamic to change things in this country, and it has to be less lip service.
Let's get to the phone lines. Phone lines are full. Let's get to the phone calls. Talking Heads.
God, it is Stacking the Voice along with you and your guest, Naughty.
What's happening, Brayman?
Right here, man. Thank God for what it is.
All the time. What you got for me today?
Right off. But what I want to say, right? I haven't heard the gentleman mention anything about social service to do. The social service need to be re-run ASAP. You understand what I'm saying? And put in writing, you know, make it law that the handicaps, when I say the handicaps, the disability people, to get their chair on a certain date. And if they are unable to get their check on a certain date that in which had been established, then it should be there for them whensoever they can get there. Because you got blind people, you got people who got to wait for a ride, people that cannot walk. These people are joking big time. We got to do something, and something needs to be done ASAP. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
All right, Brayman, good stuff. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads.
Hey, you know, what's going on, brother?
What's happening?
I'm glad you touched this entrapment thing again, but while the good gentleman from the Free National Movement, the opposition is there, one of the questions that I've had, and this is just based on my, you know, very limited knowledge of law enforcement per se, but I do know that they're clearly in the proceeds of drugs and based on what kind of charges are related to this indictment. I took the time out as a Bohemian, as a young person, realizing that when we face these kind of challenges home here in the Bahamas, we have to face the full brunt of the law. And so anybody from our law enforcement or government agencies that was involved, I wanted to know for myself, and so I took the time out to read the indictment. To my surprise, what I want answers on is whether or not, based on what the indictment stated about X-ray pop or the government's plane, the law enforcement's aircraft being involved in this incident that has illegal contraband involved, I want to know if the plane was confiscated, if it's being held. As a result, has the plane been returned to the government? Was it ever being held by the U.S. agencies? We're not getting any information, but our prime minister seems to have had some information that he's been able to see. Did they entrap the plane or just the officers? And so I want some information on that. I would love to have some understanding of that. I heard the gentleman also speak to the Prime Minister's plan for crime. He said the five-pronged plan for crime or the whole-of-government approach. Well, from he called it the five-pronged plan, I was like, Naughty, what out of hell is the devil and his four coming with now? And then he called it the whole of government approach, and it seems like the whole of his government and their approach has failed when it comes to crime. Just wanted to share that, Naughty.
Good stuff, man. Good call. Appreciate it. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Talking Heads. Let's get to the next one. Talking Heads.
Hello.
Go ahead, 52.
Yeah, what's popping, Naughty?
What's going on?
Your guest. Since we're on this topic, right? I'm going to make this one quick, you know, because nobody... I'm not even interested in the word entrapment. But what I'm concerned about is they're not revealing who the said person is to get themselves out of it. You know what I mean? That doesn't make sense to me. I was wondering why the obscurity. And secondly, I was wondering, you know, if through the Freedom of Information or whatever, I was wondering if they carried out a search warrant at the officer's house here at home since he was arrested over there. If not, that's a big indictment on the entity itself, Naughty. I mean, because it was me or you, then the talk would have been 52 get catch over there, and this is where he live, and Ray. I right or I wrong?
That's yeah, they was coming in.
For me, you know. I don't need no one to agree with me, you know. I mean, that's the question I'm asking. Did they search this house here? Did they carry the search warrant on this house?
Not to my knowledge.
You're saying, Naughty, fighting crime, you start from A and then you go to B and C? You don't remember that?
Correct.
You can't fight crime if you start from C. He's a bunch of hypocrites, man. Give thanks.
Good stuff, 52. Let's get to the other call. Talking heads.
Hey, Naughty, it's Nico. How are you?
Hey, what's happening, Nico?
Interesting conversations. I'm quite intrigued. Serfant, how are you, young man?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank
great,
you.
Great.
I'm intrigued with, the statement in regard to the entrapment sort of thing, and that was a lawyer's response, but I'm a lawyer as well. As far as I remember, we don't have entrapment in the country, so most of the people won't understand what entrapment is. And moreover, to indicate that to the Bahamian people, that's between those mm-hmm. individuals that were arrested in the United States government. Now, what happens over there, and I can assure you that the Americans have not, they've crossed their T's, dotted their I's, made commas, inverted commas, and everything else. That's my opinion. There was another comment about the nurses and the like. Now, I think someone had mentioned, and it's not coming from me, that we have, and I agree with individuals that are coming into the country to assist in the medical field. We have fine nurses, and they're being offered a great deal of money to go, because they're so good, is to go to other jurisdictions, right? Now, these places are coming in to fill in. Now, the statement the other day that the government had made that there was nothing untoward in regard to the contract. If you signed a contract, you know what's going on. And then you have an agency, I forgot who they are, comes out with the content of the documentation and saying, oh, by the way, this is what it says. And all of a sudden now we're talking to the Cuban government to rectify the problem. Well, one goes in blind, but at the same time, humans make mistakes, so there we go. So at the end of the day, there's a lot of smoke and mirrors going on, and the closer that we get to the silly season, it's going to get more and more like, unfortunately, what's going on in Abaco. You can't see nothing with the smoke. So it's just a matter of everyone just listening, watching, reading the news. And then why are the nurses coming all the way from Ghana, from West Africa? Someone said during conversation, nothing's to do with me, said, well, is this quid pro quo? Because isn't there a number of things going on with in Africa being, you know, funds going here? Is that the case? I have no idea. But it's just food for thought. So keep going what you guys are doing, and thank you for the time.
No problem, Nico. Good stuff. Go ahead.
You know, very good callers that you got. This show is the show. You know, if I could just start with the caller who talked about social services and the needs of persons who really need the attention in our country. The handicapped, we have persons who have physical developmental issues. I believe May is Mental Health Month and whatnot. And this is important. All these issues, all these concerns, we have to be advocates on some level. And so we want to see more from the Free National Movement with regard to what we will do when we get back in office. And I can assure you it's coming. I speak with the Shadow Minister for Social Services on a daily basis as we go through things that come before my desk and hers, people who are being ignored by the government in different ways, lack of resources, frustration, and whatnot. And so definitely the agenda. But with regard to the entrapment question again, the word of the day, I will say this. For me, Naughty, I am more concerned about things that happen in our policing and our judiciary that our government has oversight of that aren't happening. There's still people who talk about delays in the system. There's still people who talk about questionable things that go on in policing and investigations. And so, yes, we are concerned about that particular issue because it affects all of us. Let's be real. But the things that we can deal with right away, the stroke of a pen in the Bahamas, the country that the prime minister leads, Philip Davis leads this country. And so I appreciate that he's speaking to those issues. But we have issues at home. There are people, the leader spoke about, and I've spoken to some people, who are still waiting on bodies to be positively identified as that of their family members. Months, years. And so when we want to talk about this particular issue, yes, it needs and it deserves appropriate attention. But there are mothers who are waiting to bury their children and who have not gotten the result. Is the person indeed or the body indeed found someplace? And so things like that we need to really focus on. Those things that we can change. And, you know, what my learned friend, the last caller, spoke about the Cuban nurses issue and doctors issue and whatnot. Again, this points back to the lack of communication in our government. There's division in this government. And when there's division, there's chaos. And we are suffering as a result.
And this chaos we suffer, exactly.
Exactly. And so that's exactly what it goes to. When we talk about what they do and this and that, it's they ain't speaking to each other and we suffering. But they still getting paid. They still getting paid. And there's still some people who have to sit down and wonder how they're going to pay their bills. But the people who are supposed to deal with these heavy-hitting issues ain't even talking to each other.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty, just wanted to run something by you. Have you had the opportunity to catch up with the story where, if you remember last year, there was a lady that was going to church, and she was at prayer meeting, and I think she had came back outside for her glasses or something in her car, and she was shot subsequently and died. I've been made to understand today, Naughty, that that gentleman or the person charged in that matter is now out on bail, citing that the case was not brought, so therefore that person is out on bail, which was 3 years ago.
I got to do some due diligence on that one. I vaguely remember the story, but I got to find out the particulars, so allow me to do some research and due diligence on that before I speak
and
to
see,
it.
Naughty, it's these kind of inherent issues in our system that policymakers can make a difference on.
There are definitely loopholes
to do that.
There are definitely loopholes in our legal system that could have been closed and should be closed. And I don't see why. Well, I know why.
Penalties for gun violence.
And I don't see somebody who, and don't get me wrong when I say this, Mr. Robert, I don't see the urge or the need. If I'm a great lawyer and I'm holding the position of Minister of National Security, I'm not going to close the loopholes because I have a life after politics and I got to still make this money and live
Naughty,
up to being a KC and charge them KC fees in order to get you off. And them loopholes will help me get you off.
Naughty,
it's like the cheat codes for
something.
PlayStation. Why give up the cheat codes for PlayStation? If you know you got the cheat codes, every time I play you on Madden, I could beat you because I got them.
Naughty, I want to remind you and remind the country of something. Do you remember something under Mr. Ingram's tenure called, that he had coined as the gun court?
Uh-huh.
The PLP administration, the following PLP administration, reversed that policy, citing from ground level that too many of their supporters were being caught up in, I'm guessing, illegal firearm charges. And so to help as many of their supporters, when Mr. Christie came to government, he reversed that policy, and thereby no longer people went to jail for firearms like Mr. Ingram had the policy had put in place in the gun court. And so it's these kinds of issues and decisions that is aiding the challenges that we have with gun violence in our country today, sir. The FNM has always been better on crime, and I want to thank them for coming down on that.
All right, good stuff. Let's get to the other calls. Talking Heads. Hello?
Hey, Naughty, how are you? This North Carolina connection here.
Hey, what's happening in North Carolina? What's going on?
Hey,
I'm good. Where's the wife? She's not on today.
No, she's handling stuff with the boys today. You know, we got BJC for one coming up, so she's making sure. You know, you know how smart MJ is. Mansa smart. I gotta make you mind what. I'll hold this down so she can make sure he passed them BJC. She's doing well, too. Thanks to her.
That's good. That's good. Hello, MJ, wherever you are. So I was going to say, I don't know who's in your studio. I heard the gentleman, but I didn't
Mr. Safran Roll. He is the...
Safran Roll.
Safran Roll, the Secretary General for the Free National Movement.
Oh, okay, okay. So I called on Dwight Show yesterday morning. I was frustrated, and I didn't sound professional at all. I realized that afterwards. Because of this nursing thing. Now, I don't know if I spoke to you, Naughty. I told you, or MJ, I've done nursing in the Bahamas for almost 30 years. Like, me and my colleagues, we celebrated 30 years of nursing, but 2 years ago, right? And that same situation about not being able to pay people right away, they did that back in the day. And you still had to go on the ward, work on the ward, doing the same things like a registered nurse would do. They just would, you know, still be under supervision with somebody until they put on their wife. So I'm trying to figure out, why do we still have this process in place? These nurses did 5 years. Trust me, I have a PhD, and my nursing associate's degree was one of the hardest degree ever that I did, right? So I know these nurses, they did the job. So nurses would be 5 years doing the degree, 2 years waiting to get on. And so that's like 7 years without a job or like a big income, because you can't do anything than training. So I just want to find out, when Michael Pintard and the FNM, if they get on board and Dr. Sands, what are we going to do for these nurses? And I know it's teachers and everybody else too, but I'm advocating for these nurses to get paid. They work hard. They work hard. Trust me. I know, because I did it for almost 30-plus years, right? So I just want to find out, how is that? And don't say, oh, that's how it was. Okay, if that's how it was, what are you doing to change the process? What are you doing to change the, how you going to allow the process? Maybe hire two or three people to... maybe smooth line, and I heard it's maybe because persons would have had court case or speeding ticket or whatever. But why don't you do that up front? I taught at a university. I'm at another university, but I don't teach there. But I taught at a university before. And before the persons come in to do their master's degree in counseling, we ask a few questions. And if they say they have a record of they are directed to speak to the license board to say, hey, I have this record. I still be able to do my master's before they even start. So why can't we put something like going in an internship, maybe, go through a background check before internship, before they take the exam and all that. Man, come on. These nurses got to get paid, man. And then you have persons coming in. International persons coming in and they go on the job right away and they get paid. Something wrong with that.
Terrible.
Something is truly wrong with that. Anyway,
good stuff.
I sound a little better than I did yesterday morning, but I was trying to be a little more professional.
But thank you. Yeah, you keep it ratchet with Dwight and keep it professional with us and be good to go.
Okay, y'all. Take care.
You too. Now, thanks for the call.
Answer to that.
No problem. I'll let Mr. Roll answer.
Yes, Miss North Carolina, great to have you to hear what you had to say. Listen, we have many persons just like Miss North Carolina who are in different jurisdictions now who see certain things, how things make sense different places that we can implement here. We need to tap into that energy and to that mindset, and some things could work, and we could teach them some things too.
We love to follow fashion from our neighbors from the north to our detriment. Why don't we follow it to our betterment?
Exactly. One of the things she mentioned about the nurses on the wards working and whatnot, you know, Naughty, nurses, anybody working shift, anybody working dealing with people who are sick, it's a stressful job, emotionally, physically stressful. And so to have to worry about if you're going to get paid is doubling on that you really don't need. But one thing she said, what is the FNM going to do? We've heard about it. the leader has mandated these working groups. I'm sure you've had people come on here talk about these working groups that we have in the FNM. Different industries and different sectors where we have persons come in and really tell us what's going on historically, what's happening today, and what needs to do happen to change. And healthcare, we have a healthcare working group. We've interviewed nurses, doctors, patients, family members, talking about things that we think we already know. But guess what? Unless you got somebody on the ward, unless you've been on the ward yourself, you ain't know a lot. Trust me, everybody has a different experience. And Iran has its issues. PMH has its issues. Sandilands has its issues. The clinics have the issues. We ain't been in all of them. And so we have to talk to as many people so that we can get a wide scope. And that has been happening. Our working groups have been meeting, and they are putting out different suggestions. How could we change things? But the way to change things is to find out exactly what's going on, and that's to speak to the people. And we continue to do that.
Mr. Producer, we got to get to the break, right? Let's get this break in. We'll come back. We'll answer the text. We'll leave the lines open for any last calls to get in. And then we'll head down the final 20 with our special guest today, like I told you, Mr. Safar Rowe, Secretary General of the Free National Movement. Call us. Just hang tight. We'll get to you right after the break.
Pinder is carrying a new line of tile, the Sky series of porcelain. Comes in four colors, tones, and shades. There's Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Glance, and this one, Sky Gris. Sky Gris, as you'd imagine, gives you a smoky kind of feel. It's not heavy and depressing, but gives the area a chill feeling. The Sky series comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot. I really like this series, big spaces, and being porcelain, they can take a lot of traffic. The Sky series at Pinder Tile.
Why settle for the typical burger when you can indulge in the Steakhouse Bacon Whopper at BK? The king is raising the stakes with a masterpiece that combines all of your favorite steakhouse flavors. A juicy flame-grilled beef patty topped with A1 steak sauce, crispy onions, savory bacon, Swiss cheese, creamy peppercorn aioli with fresh lettuce and tomato. It's a steakhouse experience you can hold. Crafted the BK way. The Steakhouse Bacon Whopper is bursting with flavor. Only available for a limited time at Burger King Nassau.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Make this Mother's Day extra special with Kelly's House and Home's Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Enjoy 20% off a beautiful selection of dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. These are all perfect and stylish gifts to show mom just how much she's loved. Hurry in and take advantage of Kelly's House and Home's 20% off Mother's Day sale Friday, May 2nd through Saturday, May 10th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Since 1989, Joker's Wild Comedy Club has been the heart of laughter in the Bahamas. But now an era is coming to a close. Join us May 20th to the 25th for the final shows with your headliner for the evening.
For my guy, comedian Tommy Davidson.
Joker's Wild Comedy Club has hosted world-class comedians from the early days of Steve Harvey and legends like Jay Leno and Damon Wayans. Joker's Wild has been more than just a comedy club. It's been a home for laughter and creativity.
We gotta start loving each other. Stop it. We stereotype too. Black people, white people can't dance. White people dance their ass off, just different.
Tommy Davidson, along with featured comedian Kirk Green and House, don't miss your last chance to experience the magic. May 20th to the 25th, Joker's Wild Comedy Club. Admission $50. Get your tickets now at AtlantisBahamas.com/events. Come enjoy and relive the laughter at Joker's Wild Comedy Club.
Looking for tech solutions without the hassle? Since 1941, The Armory Company has been the Bahamas' trusted tech partner. From access control and cloud video surveillance to smart home setups and laptop repairs, we handle it all. Need a repair? We've got you covered, no matter where you bought it. Can't find what you need? Call us at 397-1600 for a custom solution. Visit us behind Wendy's on Mackey Street.
With delivery to all family islands.
The Armory Company, where your tech problems meet their match.
You're listening to Talking Heads with Naughty. Only on Guardian Radio. 96.9 FM.
I care less for workers of iniquity. Rastafari, it's my security. Chilling. And I'm a going out and coming in. Never leave by Jaja. I keep a far from vampires. And I'm a going out and coming in. Keep a fire right on. I keep a far from Satan. I let her walk with me, talk to me. Show me the thoughts in them heart for me. My death on my journey, them can't see me. And my preface in me, can't write me for me. Reveal to me the bad God, whatever deal and give me. You never hesitate for bust the seal for me. I lay, I lay. And I'm a going out and with my forward in. Never leave my Jaja. Satan, more time I can't believe, feel for grief, flesh them a tear and them coming at me. The Bible tell me about a gnashing of teeth. Me think I joke, but not the jokes on me. Stay with me, I lay, I clear the stage to me. I'm smiling on my face and I think I great for me. So when me touch the road, I rave with me. So in my going out and coming in, oh, I never leave. I keep a far from vultures. And never going out and coming in.
We're back at you on the Wednesday, April 30th edition of Talking Heads. Let's get right to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Naughty, and good afternoon, Mr. Rule. I hope you're doing well.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
I'm good. Listen, you know, Naughty, I'm going to borrow a quote that I heard Tate on the Eye Opener said. You know, every 5 years, these politicians, they come to vote for me, and I'm going to make the Bahamas a better place. Things are going to change, and every 5 years, since we have buyer's remorse. Right now, I think we spend somewhere on $80 to $90 million on consultants.
More than that.
What issues, what problems are they solving, you know? I listened to Mrs. Wilson when she called in about the situation with the teachers and the nurses, and she made recommendations of how to address these issues. But it seems like if it don't come from a particular person, you know, it's garbage. And that's the problem we have here. Whatever good ideas there are, you know, even a child could have a great idea. The Bible says don't despise small beginnings. So we need to get our country right. And my question to Mr. Rule, if the F&M is successful in the next election, what will your consultancy budget look like? What will your travel budget look like? Will the PLP be able to point their fingers at you and say, yeah, you know, you said this, but you're doing that? People are watching. We are watching, you know. We're watching these individuals when they get in power. Because, like old people say, mouth could say anything. You know, they get in, they change their telephone number. They, you know, they don't. They say it's gonna be a new day, but you know, it's a new day, but it's the same crop. You know, but I'm hoping that if whoever wins, that truly change would come. Change that I think the majority of Bahamian people are looking for, because if the lawyer would allow me to say something, Naughty, I know of a case, a legal case, that has a Bahamian woman. She was accused of stealing by reason of employment, right? For 7 years, she was dragged before. Her bag was confiscated with some ATM money in it. After the case was over about several months ago, they can't find a passport, they can't find a bag, and they can't find the money.
Wow.
Okay. and she has, she said she has no recourse. And her lawyer told her, oh, you could fine $50 to get a new passport. Come on, man, you know. And you know, we hear all of these things. And you know, where does she go? I mean, who does she turn to in order to get help? If she go to her MP, he can say, oh, I can't help you, you know. And so, man, these kind of things we need to fix in our country.
Good stuff, Quan. Appreciate it, man. You too. I'll let you respond to that, Savant, and then I get to the text.
Okay, great. Thank you to your caller. Naughty, one of the things that we will do if successful with regard to consultancies and budgets and travel and whatnot is that we will be transparent. And we will ensure that there's value for money. We need consultants. We are a country that is open to the world. So we have to travel. We have to be engaged at a high level with all of the different things that our international partners offer them. And so the budget has to be a sensible budget for everything that we do. But we are the party of accountability. We always have been. To some people's chagrin, even inside, you know, but we are the party of accountability. With Michael Pintard and Free National Movement, you will see transparency. You will see a government who is not afraid to tell the people how their money is spent and to how to treat their money with respect and treat the people with respect. I can guarantee you that.
All right, here we go with the text. Good afternoon. This is a merry-go around and around because this is all talk. Both political parties do the same thing. Naughty, we the people are sick and tired of all politicians coming on the radio with these flowery words and criticizing the current administration, but all have been grossly ineffective with moving this country forward. Good day, Naughty. Excellent talk show. We are in Grand Bahama, and we are listening and loving it. We are looking forward to a new administration and a new government under the leadership of Michael Pintard for a better Bahamas for all Bahamians. Under God's blessing, this will happen. From Grand Bahama, we are listening. I think you got Grand Bahama attention for sure.
Oh, wow.
Naughty, kindly advise your guests that, okay, we covered that one already. Naughty, this guy from the Mr. Roll from the FNM sounds like they just learned something about the Bahamian people after being in power for over 25 years. It is a little too late. We are all awoke, or we are all woke, and would not be fooled. If the FNM does clean up immigration, they will win over all of the people who are disgusted with these two ancient political parties. Good afternoon, Naughty. And to Mr. Rowe, do you all know why Parliament was suspended in the middle of the debate today? Maybe because Mr. Mitchell was in his feelings from getting read up by Mr. Pintard? You know that silly septuagenarian gets all emotional now. I'll give it right back to you. Don't you go, that's nasty. But my whole point with him is, if you're going to give, you better be able to take. So, meaning, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to hurl the insults, you better be able to take the insults. We ain't going to just stand and let you insult a person. Come on, it's 2025. Your 70-year-old septuagenarianism only buys you so much respect. You tell me you could park me in my head, I get you right back.
Not even.
I can say you couldn't park nothing because you're too old.
Not even.
But I love the comeback. An object of fun. I don't want anything to do with the fun you have. Hey, that's a great comeback. Now, if you can't take it, you know what they say in the comedy world.
Yeah.
The truth hurts.
You know.
What makes you laugh also makes you cry. What makes you cry also makes you laugh.
Yeah, it's making me laugh and cry now, Naughty. But what I will say.
Give and take.
What I will say, Naughty, is. Immigration, what that text you got about immigration, that is one of the issues, yes, that people are talking about. It's something that deserves our attention. Our neighbors to the north, it is a hot topic over there. And, you know, when they sneeze or whatever, we get the cold or however it is. The truth of the matter is it is something that is not a new issue. Now, we have to develop new ways to deal with it. Or we need to take those old ways and actually implement them. The problem, a lot of the problems in the country is not that we don't have rules and regulations and laws. It's the implementation, the enforcement.
And then the follow-through afterwards.
Yes, which isn't part of the enforcement. The follow-through, it has to be built in. We have some good laws. Are we enforcing those laws? Immigration, healthcare, education, all of those different issues. Naughty, I will say, we have a meeting tomorrow. It's open to the general public. It's our, we'll be calling the Central Zone meeting at C.R. Walker tomorrow at 7 p.m. These issues and many more will be addressed, dealt with. We want to continue to connect with our people. We want people to know that we have solutions. We are solution forward facing with regard to the Bahamian people. The future is indeed on our mindset.
All right, we got a couple of texts, and I get to that call. Oh, boy, this one could set me off. Naughty, did your guest make a reference to the Cowboys as being great in the same sentence? Give me a break. Text up. As long as you have five Super Bowls, no matter when you won those Super Bowls, you are talking about great teams in the NFL. The Patriots and the Steelers, six, lead the way with six. Well, the Cowboys and the 49ers, we're right there with five. So this sounds like a Dolphin that's calling for sure. And I understand your bitterness and I understand your hate. Because y'all have been losing from the last time y'all won, none of us in this room were born. Just so you know. I just want that to sink in on you. All right. Good afternoon, Naughty. Do we have a first 100 days for commissioners of police in the Bahamas? That's a good question. Here's another one. Hey, Naughty. Peter ain't better than Paul. In opposition, they will talk what the next government is doing wrong, and they go in and do the same exact thing. I vote PLP and FNM, so I don't hold sides. I vote for real opportunity in this country. We are living in end times where men will become lovers of themselves. Nothing will get better until the Bible is fulfilled. Naughty, I would invent a new word today. You invent words. You invented, came up with mindless minions. I will invent a new word today. It's called encrapment, because entrapment was pure BS. Question for your guest, Naughty. Are those working groups just FNMs, or are they Bahamians at large?
They're primarily FNMs who would come to them. But they are for persons at large. We engage persons who just want to speak about particular topics. And so we don't ask you if you're an FNM. We have the meetings and people discuss and share with us. And so it is indeed an open invitation.
All right, here's another one. Naughty, can you ask Mr. Roy, what about the FNM's candidates list? Can they at least name 10 like other potential parties?
Has the Progressive Liberal Party named it 10?
the COI's named a bunch.
But you know, it's a question that we continue to get. I've seen some stuff today where people are reminding us of certain things that were said with regard to our timeline. What I will say is that we've had an increase in persons who've applied, Naughty. We've had more persons apply to be candidates, and they are continue to be an attractive group of persons politically to take this country forward. And so our process continues, but I believe in short order, they will be hearing from our leader with regard to announcements in that regard. And I want to encourage the many persons who continue to step forward and say that they want to be candidates for the Free National Movement. Listen, we need you. We appreciate you. We're thankful for the sacrifice that you continue to make. The people are listening. We are ready to do what we have to do to give the people what they need, a government that truly cares.
All right, Naughty, if Fred can't take the heat, he needs to get out of the kitchen and stay out. But maybe he like it in the kitchen. Crybaby Mitchell can give, but he can't take. All those nasty, vile voice notes he releases every other day or every other morning, he is no one to talk. All right, let's get to these other texts. And caller, I see I get you right now. Naughty, I commend Mr. Pintard for standing up, because I don't want another man to tell me I'm an object of fun. But all fun and games aside, will the FNM be committed to repatriating the illegals on a more frequent basis?
Naughty, I certainly hope so. Again, we just said moments ago about enforcement, okay? The laws are on the books. We just need to execute. We just need to do what the law says and follow through. And so this government is going to do what it needs to do. The Free National Movement as government will need to do what it needs to do. And a part of that is repatriations.
Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Last call. Talking Heads.
Yeah, Naughty, I'm called back. I want to say that the gentleman, right, all of those laws in which he spoke of, they need to be amended. And when people get caught, it's immaterial of who they are, go before the court. Thank you.
Good stuff, Brayman. Mm-hmm. I appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Listen, man, this has been a good one. We right at time. Normally people don't sit down and go 2 hours on Talking Heads, but you've done it, man. You did a great job. We got to have you back again.
Thank you, Naughty. I'll be right there at C.R. Walker, 7 p.m. tomorrow, Central Zone meeting, F&M's. Everybody, come out. I appreciate you, Naughty.
I appreciate you, too, but you can't be no stranger now. You can't come out and do good for 2 hours and then dry. I could be at C.R. Walker.
I will be back. Be back if I'm invited.
That's the invitation right there. You're a learned fellow right there. You couldn't pick up on the invitation.
Yes,
my
sir.
God.
Thank you, Bahamas.
You're good to go. And of course, you're a Cowboy fan, so you got to come back.
Indeed, sir.
You got to talk a little politics and then, you know, talk a little Cowboys, too. That draft was pretty solid.
Yes, sir. And Celtics, too.
Well, now you can leave. And on that note, that's a wrap for Mr. Rowe. For everybody who chimed in and texted in, it's your boy Naughty wrapping things up. And we'll see you again right here on Talking Heads. Pearly's in tomorrow. MJ and I in on Friday. Keep it right where you got it. Don't touch it. Never die. Keep
us far from vampires. Turn up the heat and the flavor with the new jalapeno fire from KFC. Crunch into the iconic taste of KFC's original recipe, extra large filet, that's made with KFC's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices cooked to perfection. Stacked high with spicy jalapeno peppers, pepper jack cheese, and our cool but kicking jalapeno sauce, all wrapped up in a soft, toasted brioche bun. Go bolder and crank up the heat with our spicy zinger filet. The new jalapeno fire is bringing the heat and it's finger licking good.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.